Transportation Security Administration had been working with outdated IT security protocols and equipment. The Homeland Security Inspector General finds the agency has made progress in making its IT infrastructure more stable and secure. For more, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Sandra McCauley, the Assistant Inspector General for IT Audits.
We've seen some areas of improvement in TSA across the area of IT security. This report was a compilation of our look at IT security controls at airports across the nation, and we wanted to pull the information together to find trends and patterns and identify any other areas for improvement that we hadn't previously identified. And as a result of the capping report and some of the individual reports that we did looking at airport security controls at TSA, we found significant improvements in all three areas that we previously examined, and that is with regard to operational controls, technical controls, and management controls. For example, in the area of operation controls, whereas previously we found issues with regard to physical security and environmental control issues and housekeeping problems, currently, we're no longer seeing as many of those issues. For example, physical security controls were duct tape on door locks. Environmental controls issues were high temperatures in server rooms. High housekeeping issues such as paint cans stored in server rooms, what have you. Technical controls, we found that they had taken action to address technical vulnerabilities on servers, out-of-date software, lack of scanning for vulnerabilities, whereas previously they weren't reporting server scans to the DHS Chief Information Security Officer. Now they're doing so. And then in the area of management controls, we've previously reported on system security documentation deficiencies, poor system inventories, unsecure wireless devices, transportation security equipment not included in all system security plans, and disaster recovery issues. Now we're finding some improvements in those areas. I should note, however, we did one report last May with regard to the security technology integrated program, and that relates to the servers used to link the passenger and baggage screening systems at airports. And we find that we're still finding operational, technical, and management controls at with regard to those STIP servers.
Sandra McCauley is the Assistant Inspector General for IT Audits at the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General. So that's a lot that it seems that they've kind of got the ball rolling on in, you know, just what you did that report in last May. So that's only about 6 months or so that they were able to get all this started. Was there a increased effort to kind of pick up the pace around the TSA?
Yes, we did see that senior leadership has really embraced our work and has acknowledged the value of our audits. And I should say that the capping report work was based on 10 prior reports ever since 2007. And senior leadership, they've taken corrective action, significant actions, and they, as such, they have effectively helped us resolve and close 40 of the 56 recommendations we had from the prior reports. That's about 71% of the recommendations.
So for the technical aspects that you said that they were trying to remedy there, was that just a matter of tightening things up and doing a little bit of spring cleaning, or was that a very involved effort there?
That was an involved effort, and now TSA has even begun to take steps to do continuous monitoring of its servers each month. They're now conducting their own technical vulnerability audits at airports. They're now updating the servers at the data centers with the latest software patches and operating systems. So yes, it was more involved than it wasn't an easy fix. We do see some areas for continued improvement, however.
And those areas are? I'm not going to let you off that easy.
Okay. Specifically, while they have begun to do their own vulnerability assessments, for example, in 2011, TSA performed its own audits at 21 airports, but they've done few ever since then. And we are now recommending in our airport capping report that they conduct these technical vulnerability assessments on a recurring basis nationwide. For 2017, they have about 17 assessments planned, but there are 440 airports across the nation, so these need to be looked at on a recurring basis.
And how often should that be? Is that sort of like a twice a year kind of thing, or...?
It's hard to say. We would leave that to TSA in terms of the frequency of it, but they need to hit every airport, and they need to go back to them over time, you know, to make sure that the controls are working.
And I see that there were a couple little disagreements that TSA had with you. Can you elaborate on those a little bit?
Yes. In our report related to the Security Technology Integrated Program, we issued a couple of, one recommendation, and that's related to the contracts for the STIP servers and the switches did not include the necessary security requirements. I should say TSA concurred with that recommendation, as well as 14 others. However, TSA, they still need to change the passwords on their vendor-managed servers. The vendors who are responsible for those servers have exclusive rights currently to those servers, and for TSA to address anything, change anything, or whatever, they have to bring the vendor in. And we suggested that this should be TSA responsible for those servers and having the access to change the passwords and get access to the systems as needed. So we're still working with TSA and the department to address this issue. TSA has not provided any time frame or any way in terms of how they're going to address this issue. A second issue is with regard to airport closed circuit televisions.
And so that, not to interrupt you, that's just the security cameras that we see them looking at behind their desks in the airports and whatnot?
Correct. Those are the ones that capture pictures of passengers and screening activities and what have you. TSA disagrees that these TVs, including the cameras at the airports, are IT equipment. And they also say that TSA is not responsible for maintaining them. And specifically, we've raised this issue in our JFK IT security controls audit. And TSA responded to that audit report that the systems are owned and operated by the airport authority, and it has no responsibility for it. But we disagree. So we're continuing to follow up with DHS to try to resolve this non-concurrence with our recommendation.
Sandra McCauley is Assistant Inspector General for IT Audits at DHS's Office of Inspector General. So nothing can be ever too safe in the nation's airports. Are there aspects of the IT infrastructure in airports now that could be potential for, you know, any sort of attacks or breaches that might delay certain operations in every airport?
Well, we focus specifically on the IT systems for TSA at these airports, particularly in the capping report. Yes, like you say, you can never be too safe, and ensuring that the controls are in place, the operational controls, the technical controls, and the management controls are in place, ensuring that the vulnerabilities are addressed, that's one of the ways of trying to make sure that we're as safe as possible when we travel.
That's Sandra McCauley, Assistant Inspector General for IT Audits at the Homeland Security Department, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find the report and this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.